listening to an encore presentation of The Carrie O'Connor Show. Normally, Carrie can be heard on Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Network. For more information, visit CarrieO'Connor.com.
Morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during this accelerated time of change to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because you could ask any kind of question that you want. We do encourage you to stick to one question, and the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. We are offering our December special, and this is when a lot of people like this special because it's buy one, get one half off. So, and you don't have to use that half off through December. There was a little bit of question with that. So that means you buy one session. So I offer 15-minute sessions, 30-minute sessions, 45-minute hour, hour and a half, and you get your next one half off. You do not have to use it before January. I mean, this year. You can use it all through January. The year 2012 is what I'm trying to say. This is when a lot of people know they have at least two readings during the year, so they're purchasing this, or two friends are going together, and they get their readings actually half off when people buy it together and then split it, and people are doing it as gifts. Wendy created some really nice gift certificates, so they're really great Christmas gifts. So this is a time through year throughout December. It's buy one, get the reading of the same length half off. And again, you could use that second reading throughout, and you don't have to have get the December reading because I am going away, and so you're not going to be able to probably get in before December. So there was a little question with that too. You don't have to get the reading before December. We're just offering this special before December. So you want to schedule the first reading and get order and get on that special so you get that next one half off. And be creative with it. We've had people, families gather together, and they, again, knew how many readings that they got throughout the year, so they took advantage of it. I had clients that were really smart and knew that they had to check in every quarter, so they took advantage of that special. And so we encourage people to be creative as you want with that. So that's the buy one, get one, the next one half off of the same length of time. So we have that going on. We also, I'm on News for the Soul this afternoon, and I'm a regular guest on News for the Soul, and I do the show with Nicole Whitney. And if you're not familiar with News for the Soul, she's got a very great website. She has a lot of archives. She has many, many, many guests. She's been around for 11 years now. And so this afternoon at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm on News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. And you could look up the number. I put it out in the Facebook. It's on blog, News for the Soul, or you could look up News for the Soul on the website, www.newsforthesoul.com, and that her number will come right up. And she, again, has tons of different guests. She has been around for a good, I think she's going on her 12th year, to be honest, or 12th or 13th. I've been with her as a regular person at least for 3 or 4 years now, and she's, again, wonderful. Her archives are free, which is great because a lot of times people are doing archives that aren't free after 24 hours. And so you could get listen to everything and anything. So she's got thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archives. So that's today. I'll be joining Nicole this afternoon at my time, Eastern Standard Time, at 4 o'clock p.m. And actually, the number you could call there is 1-646-595-4274. If you happen to have a pen, you're going to be around at 4 o'clock. So that's, I just wanted to say, because I was on a guest host, I am on that show frequently. Sometimes it's even every other Monday, and it usually is, again, a Monday, my time, 4 o'clock, and So I did want to talk about that. I also have, I do a show called Empowerment, and that's on the World Puja Network. And that, again, has many, many different guests that have different shows that offer all different kind of, it's a show for everybody. So my show there is called Empowerment. Every single month I do a show, the first of the month and the third of the month. And so that's the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can listen. I changed the, I don't do call-ins there, but I do give information out. I talk about what's happening energetically. I talk about what I'm seeing. I give attunements, all of those kind of empowering kind of things. And so that's Empowerment, and that's on worldpuja.org. We also have this Friday night, we have the Mini Light Stream Live, and that's where people gather wherever you are in the world. We gather in person or on to, the telephone. Everyone's guaranteed a reading, and that's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, everyone's guaranteed a reading. So a lot of people like that. They stick around to listen to other people's readings. But if you're on the phone and you don't want to, you don't have to. And we arrange the phone readings so you could go either first or you could go later, depending on where you're calling from. So those are the Mini Light Stream Live that are coming up. We also have a series of classes that next year I'm going to be starting to do, like a series of three throughout the year 2012. We're going to have more information about that. I'm going to talk about divine partnership. I'm going to talk about the money, what I was seeing in the gold coin energy, and how we could, it's like a gold coin class, and really give a lot of information about that. I'm going to be talking about how preparation. The first class is talking, it's like you get an energy kit for the year 2012, different energy techniques that I've been giving out before, if you've ever had the had received my free access to energy exercises. And again, if you haven't, you could email union1111@yahoo.com, and I do offer free energy exercises. If you've worked with them before, these classes are going to be different. And if you sign up for the series of three throughout the year, again, they're only going to be $11 a class. And so if you sign up per class, it's going to be $15. So this can be an in-person or via the telephone, and more information is coming out, but I'm really excited about it because we're going to really learn about how to empower ourselves. We're going to really get down to what I call the nitty-gritties about what's going on in the energy world right now and how you can live a much more empowered life, because the energy is getting faster. If you haven't noticed, things seem to be really speeding up, and so when things speed up, it affects all of us. And so how can you work with this energy with, what I say, grace and ease, instead of feeling like you're kicking and screaming? Because one thing for sure, we're all feeling the effects of the increase in energy. Every inhabitant on the face of this earth right now is feeling it, and is going to continue to feel it. And the energies, again, are speeding up. And so that's really good news when you're working with it. If you're contracting and stepping into the fear part, it can feel really restricting, or people can literally tap into that fear element out there. So there's all different things you can do to step out of that fear, and that's what we want to do. So again, it's going to be a series of three classes. More information on that. Divine partnership, we're going to talk about that. Twin flame, how to get more money into your life, that partnership into your life. All different kind of classes, series of three. More information coming up in the next couple of weeks. We also have on the internet, if you go to the calendar of events on the website, you can still listen to the 11-11-11 energies, the attunements there. So that's where I had the class. We joined the energy where people, millions of people around the world, were tapping into the 11-11-11 energy. So you can call up that number and let's enter the PIN number and get the attunements there. Many people are using it for their daily energy exercises. As I keep on always emphasizing, people really need to get into a good energetic habit. And so you don't have to do my stuff, but just get into something that you like, so you could do it daily. Get disciplined about it. So the 11-11-11 is a free teleclass that you can go and call up and get the information and the attunement, and that is available, again, free. We also are doing the money readings, the gold coin readings. They're very, very popular. They're only $40 plus shipping and handling, which is $3. And they're changing people's lives. And I'm not patting myself on my back or tooting my own horn there. All I do is read energy patterns, and I clear them as we see them. So when you get to your themes of what's blocking you, when you really understand that this is your certain blocks, especially when it comes to money. Money is a really charged, money is just energy. energy. But when we understand that we consciously or unconsciously have a lot of charges, we have a lot of thoughts and emotions around money and mental and emotional blocks. When you understand that, you then can understand why money isn't coming into you, or why you're not your affirmations aren't working as much as you thought they would. And so those are the gold coin readings, and everyone in that reading, you get an MP3, CD of your reading. You also get attunements that I don't offer out for free. This is for your energy field, and I encourage you to work with those tools for up to a minimum of 30 days. Sometimes I encourage people to do at least 60 days, because what scientists have found out that it takes at least minimum of 28 days to 30 days to create a new narrow pathway. So when you're trying to lay down a new pattern, a new pathway, literally in your physical brain, a new opening meridian, it takes at least, again, that 28 days. So I work with the energy field, but I'm not only reading, we're getting to those blocks, we're getting to those themes and clearing them out. I don't like to call it a healing, because I consider all healings as balancing, because our body really wants to just be in homeostasis, wants to be in balance. And so when your body is in balance, you're more in flow. So some people call it the word healing. I, again, prefer balancing. So again, it's not only reading, it's a balancing. And those, again, are very, very popular. They've changed people's lives, and those are the gold coin readings. And we get to the money blocks, we remove them, and then people have more abundance in their life. So those are the few things we have offering coming up. And again, I'm so excited about the new series coming in. You're going to have more information about those series, and they're going to be really affordable for people. $11 a class when you get those series, $15 a class, and they're going to be for 2 hours. So I'm excited about that. I hear my little cue. We're going to go to the break. We have open phone lines. You could be calling in a few minutes. Be back in a few.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. So if you want to dial in, you can dial in 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we're open phone lines to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a plan. We have Jean calling in for our first caller today, in from Bellevue, and she's looking into Theta Healing. Is it the right place in the right area for her? Let's find out. Jean, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. Well, as I mentioned, I've been doing a lot of personal work, and I think I'm getting to some of my blocks, but I'm having trouble really shifting them. And I'm looking into Theta Healing as a modality to try, and wondering if that's a good choice for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why I'm pausing is I throw in Theta Healing energetically into your energy field, and then I watch to see what your body does. And it really expands, especially the right side of your energy field goes 2 to 4 feet. So that means to me it really gets through emotional bodies, especially through your male side of your energy, male family, father's lineage. And there's a lot of blues, greens coming in. So that's a positive thing, especially, again, your heart opens. And, you know, there's tons of different healings out there that are wonderful. And what I always encourage people is what really pulls them and calls to them. There's not one that's absolutely right. You know what I mean? There's not one doorway for balance. And so when we are drawn to different modalities and it really calls to us, then you go to that feeling. So energetically, when I threw it into your energy field, you really reacted very positively. So that's I'd say a thumbs up for that one.
Mm-hmm. Can you see any big shifts in my near future on all those issues?
Yeah, what I'm looking at on your right foot, you have is a 45 degree. There used to be a show, My Three Sons. I don't know. I used to watch the repeats, I think. Are you familiar with it at all?
I am, yeah.
Okay, all right. Do you remember the beginning? They used to have this show. It was like, and the foot was tapping.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my very odd symbols, but spirit speaks in symbolic language. And so whenever I see that, your foot on the right side is like doing that dear song. And so whenever I see that, part of that is like a tapping, awaiting a germination period. So the last 3 years in particular, you've been going through this germination, clearing, tapping period. And sometimes when we go through that, it could be frustrating because it could feel restricting. But when we realize that there's a big difference between germination period and pulling in and consolidating our energy and clearing versus restriction energy. And so then your right foot kind of turned to like 45 degree left. And so that also means to me that think of the feet represent moving ahead energy, being able to move ahead. So you're clearing out foundational blocks and things that have been blocking you. So when you bring me down to your feet, that's a very good sign. That means really clearing things physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and getting down to shifting your foundation and really clearing. Like when I see the feet straight ahead, that means being able to move. So you're having a lot of energetic flexibility in your feet, which is really a great sign. So you're going to be feeling the blocks physically, mentally, emotionally. And you know what? When we really realize that our journey here, we don't ever get to sit on our laurels, is what I understand. It's constantly we're clearing, but when we make that major go over a hump, is what I see it. Then all of a sudden, it seems a lot easier, and we can feel the energy, see it. Or there's like a space that's created between. Let's say we're going to get into drama, or somebody's going to pull us in. Because you're very empathic, Jean, so people could really hook you in on your third chakra, because I'm seeing all these hooks releasing as we're speaking in that third chakra, and that's when people could hook you in physically, mentally, emotionally into their emotion and their mental thinking. So you're creating like this energetic shield over that third chakra, and then it's allowing your own energy to radiate out. And so we're constantly clearing and cleansing and clearing and cleansing. So, yep, when you make that shift, that major shift, we could feel like there's a space. Like, I'll feel it when all of a sudden, let's say one of my kids are coming in and they're in a mood and they're looking for, you know, they want to hook me into some of their teenage drama. All of a sudden, I'll feel this like a pause. It's like the air gets in the, everything slows down in the room, and it feels like there's a space and like a opportunity for me to get hooked in, or to say, I'm not going to get hooked into this situation, and literally get hooked into that vibration is what it is. And sometimes I get hooked in and other times I don't. So, but the more we have that foundational energy, we find us not getting hooked in. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You're making major shifts there, and so that's a wonderful thing. So keep up the good work, Jean.
Okay, and anytime soon with the major shift?
That's right. You're going through it right now. So think of your constantly. That's the bottom line. Right now, and especially over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, think of March 2012 is really significant for you. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Right now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks, Jean, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Melissa. She's calling in from Edmonds. She's actually calling back in from a couple of months ago. Follow-up question, Carrie, to a work and health-related question. I'll have her give a little more detail. So, Melissa, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call again. I have been out of work for a few months, and I went back in between surgeries and for a few days, and it was quite successful with your prompting. And so I'm going in for my surgery, and I'll be scheduled to go back to work now at the beginning of the year. However, I just don't feel like I'm going to be going back to work. I feel like there's some other opportunities there, and I feel like the money's just coming in from somewhere because I'm making more money now. It just seems to be coming in from all different areas. I have the gold coin reading and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel like that's just the way that I'm supposed to be going. And I'm wondering your...
Melissa, I would absolutely keep up with that feeling and try not to think about it too much, because part of the key thing with the gold coin reading is continue to do those the affirmations, because when the human part of us gets in the who's, what's, where, why's, your experience and the feeling, what it feels like to have money coming in any kind of, or opportunities coming in for you in any direction, we think it has to be through, I know so many people say it has to be through the lottery, and they're waiting for the lottery, or it has to be through this or this. When we're open energetically and just trying to get our head out of it and just be in that place of an energetically open energy field of abundance, then as you witness, it starts coming in. So I agree with you. I'm seeing that it's not coming in. Just don't try to think about, because when we try to think about it, literally the energy, the tubes collapse, or imagine your arms wide open and it starts collapsing down. And then our mind, our mental body in particular, thinks it has to come through this way. Just continue to be open and just realizing that you are working on your way of getting out of there. And I see it's more like it feels like a self-employed, or you're feeling like you have the freedom of redirecting your own energy, and it's a good thing. So absolutely keep up the good work, and you obviously continued with the attunements after the gold coin reading, and that's really congratulations to you, because that allows the energy to continue, and they work. It's like you're literally clearing out those old patterns, and the beautiful thing is those patterns have been in our energy fields for a long, long, long time, eons, and when we get to those and release those, then we could feel the freedom, and it won't only, it's going to spill over to your money place, but it's also going to spill over to all other departments of your life, and so that's really excellent. I see you symbolically going for like the gold, if you were to go for the Olympics, and so that's a great expansion. It's really it'd be called soul retrieval time, where you really retrieved a lot of aspects of the soul that has been waiting for the retrieval part. And so when we're more consolidated and energetically, I'm doing air quotes, put together, the more we experience that grace, knees, and flow in our life. So I'm seeing this. You skip over the surgery, meaning just you have it, but it's a very easy thing, and then you just keep on skipping. So it's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We got about maybe 3 minutes left, Carrie, before our next break. Let's go ahead and take Bryn. He's calling in from Arlington Heights, Massachusetts, and a question for direction on his healing practice that he might be headed into. So, Bryn, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. It's Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Okay, I just want to know, what do you see the evolution or where my healing practice is going to?
Okay. I see right now, Bryn, your feet are between two different places, and it almost feels like between two different states. Are you doing, are you traveling, or are you doing like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I go once a month to New York City to work on people.
Okay.
I do foot reflexology and massage.
Okay, perfect. And then the once a month could turn into what I'm seeing is 2 months, because all of a sudden your feet and your traveling look even. So that means to me that, again, once a month could turn into twice a month, three times a month. And but also then all of a sudden I saw part of the work spilling over where it's physical stuff, the massage and the reflexology turns over into where internet, teaching, Skype, all that stuff is very, very popular because people don't have to leave their home, and it feels like more like when people start getting reflexology and they start getting massage and then they start really understanding that they are energetic beings. And this year in particular, people are really waking up. It's like this veil is opening up and people are realizing that by not addressing their their energy body, it's like not taking a shower and brushing their teeth. And so you're going to be experiencing that that more. So you're going to, I see it's spilling over to more, which looks like classes, but again, you're using technology to be able to do the classes, but I do see traveling coming up more. And again, if you're doing stuff in New York, all of a sudden you could be doing more stuff in New York. So going off
I was
in that
thinking
direction.
Of energy work, going also adding more energy work than the physical. I mean, keeping the physical, but
yes.
Do you see?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing is that people are going to the energy. The physical is important, but the way I read the energy field, the physical body is 0.01% of our energy body, and the physical body is still energy. It's just densest. And so people are starting to connect the dots that with the energy people have been saying for years and years and years that by not addressing it, it's like not taking a shower, brushing their teeth. And so, yes, I absolutely see that energy piece taking off, and that's where I'm seeing you looking at different ways of reaching more people, and again through technology of through classes through Skype and or teleclasses or that kind of thing, because you are already establishing people in New York in your area, so it's you're able to be talking, bridging those people that you're connected with, and especially when people tell two people and they tell two people and they tell two people, so absolutely opening up to the energy piece. Okay.
All right. Okay,
good for
thank you.
Congratulations, and keep up the good work, my friend. And I heard my little bells there, so that's I'm going to a break. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root, some simple effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
How would you feel if you knew that you could enhance the quality of your life by transforming your thoughts and your feelings? We have been programmed to believe that we have no power to change our circumstances. When we feel powerless to change what happens in our life, every situation becomes an additional circumstance we cannot change. We keep adding to this feeling of helplessness. Start using a gratitude journal and write at least 5 things that happened in your day that you are grateful for. And remember, it can be small things at first. You can be grateful for the beauty that you see with your eyes, or it can be a smile from a stranger. Start focusing on what you are grateful for, and you will direct the energy to send you more and more of this. To get your journal infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Will do. Let's take Alice. She's calling in from Maple Valley, Washington, and her question's regarding some property that's still up for sale. It's between her and her other siblings from her folks, and she's just wondering if there's a timeline on when it will be sold. So, Alice, welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Yes, my mom passed away in 2008, and she lived in a very beautiful place. It's a very unique piece of property, very desirable. Mm-hmm. And we put it on the market about a year ago, and mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you see when it may be sold, and we... Currently, we do have renters, so we do have, you know, an income coming in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
And all of my five siblings and I, we all get along and we all agree
yeah.
that.
Yeah. The first thing I'm seeing, Alice, when I look at the property over the right side of it, and so the way I read energy, that means it'd be affecting now, and it's like an energetic cloud over it that blocks it from selling. And part of it has to do with grief and, like, the loss of your mom, so it doesn't have to be fighting that can block it. And I always use the example of my brother-in-law, Tony, where him and my sister were getting another house. They actually had two mortgages, so they were really desperately needing to sell their house because they, were juggling two mortgages. And then when I looked at the house energetically, I was explaining to my sister that my brother-in-law, deep down and subconsciously, he was really holding on to the memories of that house, that it was the house that his daughter came home with and stuff like that. And I said, Tara, have him get something from the house that reminds him of the house, because his energy unconsciously was really blocking it. And so he got this great big rock, and I mean, they needed a dumpster truck to get it, but the next day it sold. And so whenever I see that symbol, I'm seeing that people can unconsciously have a hold on it and they're not blocking it purposely. So what you do is just visualize in the center of the house, like a spine, just imagine gold energy coming down and imagine it expanding out, because there's grief over it. And so it's even when you lose your mom, you then go through the energetically, all of your siblings go through the loss of the last parent. And so it's like energetically being orphaned in a way. And so there's a grief process going on. So think of the last year. I wouldn't be worried about the whole, it was a year ago that the house has been on the market. You have renters, so that's great. And actually, I'm seeing part of the energy of the renters are really holding on and hoping that it doesn't sell too. So you got a lot of energy in there that's like, don't sell, don't sell. But think of this coming up year, and especially the first January, I'm watching this door open. You could start having bits coming in, but they're really undercutting you, and I'm seeing you guys willing to hold out. And I just heard, is it priced to sell for your area? Okay.
Yeah.
Has somebody been talking about that lately? Is it questioning if it's priced to sell for the area? And then these siblings questioning it, you know, because I know where I live in Connecticut, people have been trying to hold on in their and waiting for the good old times of what they used to, the heydays, and that's not happening around here. And people's houses been on the market for three and a half years, 4 years, and that they, you know, some of them had to take a real big dip or bite out of the area. So I just heard price to sell. So there could be questions in January about looking at the price, making sure it's price to sell, and or like I just see it's getting spoofed up, or like it's like kind of like energetically staged. And again, this is where you're this this year in particular, January, there's more of a collective energy. That cloud is lifting, so that grief is going over. And again, part of this has to do with the remaining property that has to do with family and mom and home and all that stuff. And so doing stuff to clear it would be very a wonderful thing. And then when it gets into the, even by February, it could sell very, very quickly. So think of that this from now to through the next first couple weeks of January. It's a good feng shui cleansing, clearing period. And then again, on February, I'm seeing it. So, all right.
Okay. But I don't live that. I live way over an hour away from the property. So mm-hmm. How could I?
You could do it energetically because I live in Connecticut and I read across the world. You know what I mean? So you could just visualize the house, right? And you could visualize, again, the center of it, like the spine, and feel. Just don't picture the color. Just feel this gold color represents like God force energy and balance energy and Mother Earth's energy. You could even see it as like a double helix of the Gaia, Mother Earth's energy coming and cleansing and grounding the house and the universal energy coming in and around. And then feel, sense, and magic going literally through the pores of the house. I've been in a room of houses where I see the walls crying. I've been in other rooms where I see the walls laughing. Everything is energy down to the walls, down to the land, and everything holds energetic imprints. And so what you want to do is clear off grief. And again, it has to do with the loss of the mom. And it's connected to the land before you guys even got there. So just think of there's a lot of happy memories there, so they want to make sure they bring happy people there. So it doesn't matter. If you're far away is what it comes down to. Just you can do this wherever you are in the world. You're intending and you're connecting with it energetically and you're clearing that land and grounding it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Alice. You have a great day.
Yeah, Alice, thanks for calling in. It leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll scoot off now to Issaquah. We have Kathy calling in. She's got a question around the future for her career. So, Kathy, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi there. Yes, I have my own business, and I've had it for a while, but over the last few years, the income has been spiky. So good, not so good, good, not so good, mm-hmm. which is different than it was in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm also mm-hmm. facing a lot of large bills coming up, not in the near term, but, you know, over the horizon, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to decide if I should stay in my current job or be looking for more of a corporate job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you see something there.
What I'm seeing, Kathy, is that part of your energy is really, you're very empathic. Do you realize that? You're very super, like when I see a sponge kind of energy around somebody, that means that you are pulling in the energy and feel, sense the energies of not only around you, but as the collective whole of the, like really the, there's a lot of fear out, and especially when it comes to money, job, security right now, that, if you put your finger, like your pulse, on the energy right now, most of the pulse of 90% of the people, it's very shaky. When people are empathic, they could consciously or unconsciously be tapping into the energy. So I would first of all make sure that you amp up your energetic exercises, and if you don't do them, I would really encourage you to do them, AM and PM. It's like really get into a real disciplined habit of doing that, because it's really, I'm watching this cloud going over the business, and that cloud is all fear, and that cloud literally blocks energy coming in. Then we get into worst nightmare scenarios, and then we get into the awfuls, and then we start tapping into the collective fear that's within humanity right now as we're clearing and raising our vibration. And as far as the other job, I would encourage you, if it feels light and right for you, to just look around to see what's out there. And whenever I see this, like, it looks like a stamp. It's called a safety pillow or whatever. It's when you're energetically seeing what's out there. I always give the example of myself, because I'm an LPN, and which is a nurse, licensed practical nurse. I know that I could get a job in a nanosecond as a nurse, because everyone always needs a nurse. I might not get the shift that I want, but I know that it's out there. So that's my unconscious, subconscious security blanket, that if anything were to shift to me, I know that I could go out there and get a job. So I'm saying to you to look out to see there, to see what that corporate thing is, because as soon as you get that on an unconscious level, it gives you this security. It's like you're security blanket for the unconscious, subconscious part of you, and that then I don't see you having to go out to get that job. Do you understand? It's like literally energetically knowing that you have that support for yourself, and by knowing that, it allows your energy to open up, your whole energy fields open up, and feeling like drawing more business to you and being able to weather the ups and downs that we're all going through right now and not tapping into like the awful, awful. So look around, see what's out there, and sometimes it's even going on the interviews, you know what I mean? It's just really giving yourself that sense of security. And but I'm not seeing you necessarily have to step into the corporate job, okay?
Okay. And one question, the energetic exercises, what are those?
There are different ones that it's. I give all different ones that I came up with and or that I gathered throughout the years, and they are they're how to change, clear your energy field. Sometimes it's as easy as putting a bubble of light on around you, starting from inside of your heart. Other times I'm talking about different meridians in your head, so you could press those to balance yourself. There's all I offer 4 or 5 different ones, so all you have to do is email union1111@yahoo.com and I'll get the ones that I offer. But if you go in the internet and there's 50 gazillion out. What I tell people to look for in energy exercises is clearing and recognizing your energy fields, because if we don't, we literally are all static. And as we spoke before, that we are all energy, even our physical body is energy. And so by not addressing it, it's literally like not taking a shower, brushing our teeth for months, for years. And as the energy has increased, especially 2012, we're waking up to the energy component. And so if we're static, our energy can is contracted. It's the like attracts like. We get more contractions. So there's a lot of different exercises. I say to people, just do those things that you like. So if you're one not to sit down and be quiet and quiet your mind for a little bit, and you are an active person, then being gardening or washing your dishes and being still and just feeling the energy coming through you. There's tons of exercise out there. Even it's like a meditation. But it's you're intentionally clearing out your energy bodies. And I really think everybody should know that the energy, basic energy bodies, that we have a physical body, emotional body, mental body, or spiritual body, or physical body, and etheric energy around us. Science has proved this. So this isn't any airy fairy. They've literally are showing that we have an energy field that surrounds us. And so the more we address it and clean out those tubes, the more we have balance in our life. Okay. So you could email mine, get mine is for everybody. They're free and you could try those out, or again, go on the internet and see what resonates with that for you. Okay.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
And it looks like we got a great break coming up here, Carrie.
Yes, we do. All right. I forgot my music.
That's all right.
So we're going to last break of the show, and we'll come back to those phone lines. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master and attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Will do. Let's take Rhea. She's calling in from Shoreline. She's following up on a question she had from this summer in regards to a house. I believe it's her house, so let's find out, see what's going on. Rhea, welcome to the show. What is going on?
Hi. Thanks. Thanks so much. Hi, Carrie. I finished up a divorce, and my house has been on the market actually since October. You had said that it should probably sell in December and that I would have a nice little house for me and my daughter by February. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had any real interest in my house. I've dropped the price once, and I've also looked, and I haven't been able to find something even to transition into. So I just didn't know if there was something not going that way.
Well, part of it is just what I was talking about to the other caller as far as the whole, when I go to the house, there's a, it's not even grief, there's a real sense of betrayal that's over the house. It's like I go up there, it's like a cloud, and it goes all over the house. So you definitely want to make sure that you cleanse and clear it, and even smudge it and open up the windows. It clears out the energy. Put it, lavender is a great smell to put in. It brings in a high-frequency energy. So I'd first smudge it with sage because that brings in like the, really gets rid of heavier emotions or energies in the in homes, and especially when we've been through a divorce, there's no way it's not going to be pulling up some of real heavy emotions, right? And also, Rhea, the most important thing for you too is to not kind of get your energy is really contracted, and your third chakra looks like an hourglass right now, and that third chakra is all about self-worth, self-esteem, and when that's all squeezed up, it's going to contract our lower chakras, which is all the money chakra and the moving forward chakra. So think of that this period right now is that you're literally changing your foundational energies, your first, second legs, chakra, first, second, third feet, and that this is like a rebirthing process. And as you do it, it's opening up, right? And so I would definitely amp up energy exercises for yourself and do it several times, a.m. and p.m., and check yourself in the middle of the day. And even if you have to do post-its on your alarm clock, on your refrigerator, on your car, so it's like a reminder to say, am I breathing? Am I contracted? How am I thinking all day? Am I going to the awful awfuls? Am I thinking too much? You know, so it's really getting that retraining yourself, because I still see you getting into a house. I still see that house in your energy field, and I see the your house selling. So don't tap into, oh, my God, it's December. That means it's going to have to be next December. You know, sometimes it's potential that just kind of goes up into the air, but it doesn't disappear. And so I would absolutely be looking on the internet for the other house, and again, expand your the horizons where you're looking a little bit. And actually, sometimes it's where a house pops up, you know what I mean, where one week it wasn't there and the next week it is. So just to expand it, and I'm not seeing it a lot with the house that you're going to. It looks like maybe a 5 to 10 mile radius, or 5 to 10 minute radius, whatever that means to you. 5 to 10 is what I'm seeing. And again, it looks like something pops up, and it could be coming up through, what is this week, the 10th of December, it looks like between the 2 and 3 of December, or right after January, something comes up in the market. And then everything happens at the same time. And you did just drop it to sell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. My daughter and I, we've even been envisioning a golden roof on the house and lights coming in and out of the house. And so we've been doing the exercises.
Bring it up higher than the roof, because what I saw is that I was going up. If I have an aerial view and I'm looking down, I see this cloud that's probably a good almost mile above your house. So that's perfect that you're doing gold roof. Just imagine it radiating up to like the heavens and sideways, and then going down to the center of the earth. And so you could even picture it's like a tube going deep down to the center of the earth, another tube going up to the heavens, and then expand the whole like an energetic egg or a cube or square around the whole house and the surrounding the lands. Give it a boundary, you know what I mean? But you could really imagine the energies flowing up again to the heavens. But the major thing was up, and again, it was like about a mile up in the air, so it just creates an energetic casting, so it casts like an energetic cloud over it. So it's great that you're doing that. Keep it up. And again, imagine when I'm seeing your energy field, it's mirroring the house, and so make sure that core goes sideways, that you energetically expand the house sideways. So you ground it down, you push the energy up, and then you visualize it going very wide energetically sideways, and then you do the same thing with your energy field. Okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome, Rhea. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Rhea, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Gail. She's calling in now from Duval. We're all going through these scary times right now, Carrie, with all the finances, and some people are unsure of where they're headed. And, I'd like more money. I think we all do. So, but
right.
Gail, I think, is a little nervous. So, Gail, what's exactly going on with you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, we are just... Whoa.
Does the dog want to say hi, too?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My dog just turned. I always pay attention. I'm like, gosh, he's not even seeing another dog out there. So
dog sense things that
humans... I already know you're going through an alarming time.
Right. Dog sense things that humans can't, so...
Exactly. And nothing's walking by. That's what's... yeah. So...
Well, she's probably trying to say hi to me and my dog. And
yeah, probably.
Something... tell me about my dog, I guess, but who we love and is very happy. So anyway, we just have, I mean, we're very blessed. We have a lot. We're newlyweds and came together with a lot, but of course the times are difficult, and my husband is a builder, and so that's, you know, it's just all the time, what next, and
right.
And we're just trying to hang on, and I guess I'm just kind of asking, what do you see? I mean, do you see more in our careers? Do you see new careers? Do you see us keeping our...
I see your husband in particular.
Basically, it's our future.
Right,
because,
right.
You know, he's invested in land versus,
right.
You know,
I see your
money.
I see your husband, like, bridging off. So you said he has several other things that he's invested in? Because also he bridges
property.
Off of your husband. Wait, excuse me?
Properties, yeah. Like
okay,
more type
right.
stuff.
Okay, all right. Because when I look at your husband's energy in particular, I see these tubes going off, and so that would be his other properties, that kind of thing. I'm seeing him expanding on that, and so that could either be where he knows it as an extra money that he has coming in. So if there's like a house where there's renters or something like that, and he knows that money's there, I just see him expanding on that, or realizing that if he need be, if it's a partnership kind of thing, he could always get that rid of that or increase the rent or something like that. I'm hearing working with the other things that he's working on. And also, I'm also seeing him going into what seems like partnerships with other builders, and it's like they're creating a new energy that comes in with a much more inclusive. My whole newsletter in January is going to be about this round table that I'm seeing, and it's going to be like the way for all of us to live now, where we've lived collectively in this like square table, which is dog-eat-dog, overbid, underbid, bite the, you know, just that kind of energy, which it was part of the human experience, and now we're entering this round table. There's something very significant with him. So I do see you guys cutting feng shui, like cutting off the extras, but really consciously, Gail, not stepping into that fear part. And there's something with his businesses in particular that I would actually encourage him to pay attention to new ideas that he has, because he's got a lot of yellow in his energy fields, and he could be very creative and very clear cognitive, and he could be really stepping into something that's very cutting edge. That feels, again, round table to me means inclusive, everyone bringing their own tools to it. I know in Connecticut, a lot of real estate, high power real estate agents would gather together, even if they worked in different agencies. And then there'd be the team, and they're all working to, they split the profits. And so before they used to get the profits themselves, but it was more that teamwork, inclusive kind of energy, and it started with the economy. So there's something like that with his energy in particular, and I'm seeing you holding him up, but like, energetically supporting him. So whenever he could be feeling contracted or afraid or whatever, I'm just seeing your energy is backing him up literally. And then, and again, I keep on seeing you trimming, which looks like the fat off a piece of steak or meat or whatever, pork. And so that you could be trimming back now, but it's not in a place of fear. It's just really consolidating your energy instead of tapping into fear. But I'm not watching you both have to get away, especially your husband having to get totally a different job and get a corporate suit and get away from the building part. It's just paying attention again to new ideas. It could literally be something that's out that looks green or feels green to me, that that could be building green or having new green things. And I am seeing light bulbs too, so it literally could have something to do with electricity, electrical buildings, something along those lines that are more cutting edge, more green, that he's the one that's doing it, that a lot of people aren't doing it. So I'd absolutely, again, have him have his ears out as far as paying attention to what is new that's out there that is going to make the cost of housing actually could go really down as far as something in the electrical thing, and it's going to make it appealing for people and for buildings. So it's and he could be one of the cutting edge people that is integrating this new stuff in there. So newness, again, you're going to have to consolidate, but it's not in a place of having to go get different jobs.
Okay.
And I just heard my clue. Okay, hon, I gotta go. I just hear my music. So you could call me either back later on at News for the Soul, which I will be on the show if you didn't get through today. News for the Soul at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And otherwise, I'll be back next week, and you'll listen to the Carol O'Connor Show, and may you align with the divine.